From the 91.5 KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Pueblo County commissioners have voted to intervene in a federal lawsuit against Colorado Springs in regards to alleged violations of the Colorado Springs Clean Water Act permit. That means the commissioners support the Environmental Protection Agency and the State Health Department in a lawsuit saying Colorado Springs has failed to appropriately fund stormwater management, among other things. Commissioner Terry Hart told the Colorado Springs Business Journal they have a good relationship with the city, and the goal is to protect the county's intergovernmental agreement and to make sure money goes into projects rather than possible fines. The paper reports that's also the aim of Colorado Springs Mayor John Southers. Governor John Hickenlooper visited downtown Colorado Springs today to address local business leaders and others. 91.5 KRCC's Holly Pretzky reports.
The governor began by lauding the city's growth since the 2008 recession, citing its declining unemployment rate. He also emphasized investing in infrastructure throughout the state, including the I-25 corridor. He compared Colorado to Utah, saying despite its smaller population and conservative leaning, Utah has outspent Colorado on infrastructure in recent years.
You've got to have the basic infrastructure. And I think that that's really one of the basic responsibilities of government, to promote jobs and quality of life by making sure we have the sufficient infrastructure.
As in his State of the State address last month, the governor outlined his goals to bring broadband internet to all parts of Colorado, including the most rural areas. Among other things, he also encouraged transparency and accountability in government. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Holly Pretzky.
You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News.